Joe Biden claims nurses would breathe in my nostrils to make me move during hospital stay. By Kyle Olson on July 23, 2020. Presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden recollected with the Service Employees International Union on Wednesday a moment when he said a caring nurse blew into my nostrils in the hospital. I had a nurses at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear, "Go home and get me pillows." They would actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving. Biden said such a thing wouldn't be allowed during COVID time. But it's not clear when such a practice would ever be allowed in the hospital setting. Tom Elliott of Grabian News surmised Biden was referring to his stay at Walter Reed, when he had surgery to deal with a brain aneurysm. He shared a story from DelawareOnline.com that reported. In his 2007 book Promises to Keep, he describes passing out in a hotel room in Rochester in February 1988, where earlier that night he had given a speech at the University of Rochester. He recalls a lightning flashing inside my head, a powerful electrical surge, and then a rip of pain like I'd never felt before. He was unconscious for 5 hours. A CT scan revealed an aneurysm lying below the base of his brain. Surgery was his best chance of survival. He underwent a microsurgical craniotomy at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Washington, D.C. The chances of surviving the surgery were 50%. But the likelihood of waking up with serious deficits was even more concerning, Biden wrote. Maybe I should have been frightened at this point, but I felt calm, Biden wrote in the book. In fact, I felt becalmed, like I was floating gently in the wide open sea. It surprised me, but I had no real fear of dying. I'd long since accepted the fact that life's guarantees don't include a fair shake. He didn't make reference to the nostril-breathing medical personnel. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.